God is love. The most profound words in the Bible, God is love. He loves you. He loves me. Behold, what manner the love of the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. No greater joy in life than understanding the love of God. How that mankind, in all of our frailty, in all of our inadequacy, God still reached down, expressed his love through us, through his Son, Jesus Christ. He says, I love you. I love you. And we can cry out, Abba, Father. He is our Father. We, once that were lost, have now been found. The greatest four-letter word in all of God's kingdom is love. God is love. I love you. I love you. He says over and over throughout his word. It's a never-ending song of his heart that he keeps declaring to us our acceptance. He declares to us how much he loves us, what our future is, what our destiny is. But we've been made, we've been formed to be shaped, to be transformed into his very image. It's God's will that we be his sons. It's God's heart that we become so one with him that we have his mind, we have his heart, we have his love. What manner of love is this that God has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God? He loved us. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, he's made us alive together with Christ. For by grace, we've been saved. We've been raised up together. He's made us set together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace, you've been saved. Through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. God loves you so much that he put that love in action through his grace, the unmerited favor, the profession of his own heart, saying that whatever you've been, whatever you've done, I love you. One of my desperate times of my life many years ago, I heard the voice of the Lord. As I sat at a farm in Iowa on a tree stump, lonely and depressed, I heard his voice say to me, I still love you. I still love you. His love is never ending. It never fails. His love goes on for eternity. No matter how long you live on this earth, he will always love you. He'll always be with you. He'll never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. The Father loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord has blessed you. He's lifted you up to heavenly places. He's chosen you before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before him in love. He's predestined you to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. He's brought you forth. He's made you accepted in the beloved. You're part of the household of faith. You're part of the great design of the Almighty God, that before there was a foundation of the world, he knew you, he shaped you, he formed you. He conformed you into His very image. He loves you so much. Came and died for you. He hung on a cruel cross. He died there to tell you how much He loves you. He took all of your sin. He took all of your hurts and all of your pain. By His stripes, you're healed. He came and said, everything that you deserve because of your disobedience and sin, I'm taking that into myself. I'm becoming a scapegoat for you. I'm taking all of your sin, all of your pain onto my body. And at that moment, He forgave us. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's how much God loves you. He forgives you. He cast your sins as far as the east is the west. He remembers them no more. He's the high priest over us that proclaims to us that we're to be free. Even from the very consciousness of sin, even from the very thought of sin, He takes away the shame, the guilt, the condemnation because of His great love for us. Behold, what great love God has bestowed upon us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He demonstrates that love through an aggressive, active faith towards you and I. He keeps reaching to you, calling to you, pleading with you, accept my love, accept my forgiveness. No longer to walk in darkness, confusion, anxiety, but now you walk in the light, in the freedom of the great light of God that comes and shines from heaven, shining into every heart, into every place, every darkness, every recess, this light shines to say to you, I love you. I love you. He says, I'm rejoicing over you. I'm rejoicing over you with singing, with gladness. I'm going to quiet you in my love. I'm going to show you just how much you mean to me. I'm going to pant after you. I'm going to run after you, saith the Lord. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to hunger for you. I want to love you. He's possessed with love, possessed with this nature, where this fragrance comes out of His very heart. This fragrance that comes and just engulfs us, overwhelms our senses with this wonderful acceptance. How we're accepted in the Beloved. We're brought into the household of faith. You. God is love. He is forgiveness. He's healing. He's everything you need and will ever need. God loves you. He needs you to say, yes, I receive. Receive your Son. I want to be a part of your family. the door knowing that I'm safe from the storms around me, from the tribulations, from the enemy. I've been brought into your place, Lord, into your habitation. I've been covered by your wings. How wonderful. God loves you. Like the prodigal son that lived his life for his own will and his own desires. I was like that one that went out not giving consideration to what God had done for me. Yet one day I woke up and said, I want to go back to my father. For in my father's house are many mansions, are many dwelling places. My thought was, how long will it take me to get back to him? He says, son, just come back right now. It doesn't take long. Just turn your eyes towards me and I once again will accept you into my place. So I said, Lord, I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. My father rose up in his compassion, his heart of grace and mercy extended to me, and I ran towards him. I fell on his neck, and he kissed me. I said, Lord, I've sinned against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But you know, the father said, bring the best robe, kill the fatted calf, put a ring on my son, and put sandals on his feet. For this is my son that was dead, and now he's alive. He was lost, but now he's found. So, you know, we had a great feast because my father looked upon me as like I'd never left, that I'd never forsaken him, that I'd never sinned against him, that I'd never squandered his inheritance. But he said, you are my accepted, you're my beloved, you're my son. And then I remembered how that he said to his own son, this is my son, in whom I'm well pleased. And I know now that I'm part of that same acceptance. How he accepted his son Jesus. How he's accepted me. How he's forgiven me. I thought it was impossible that God could still love me. I thought it was impossible that God could forgive me. But yet, here we go once again. Says, I love you, pulling me close, kissing me, clothing me, empowering me, anointing me, releasing me to be all that I was called to be. Oh, how the Father how the Father loves us. No wonder I can cry out, Abba, Father. No wonder I can say, you're my Father with such great affection. No wonder now I can keep His word, because He demonstrated His love towards me so much. I'm finding it easy now to love Him back. I can love Him with all my heart and all my mind and all my strength and all my soul, because that's how He loved me. Oh, how God loves you. He really does. He really does love you. God is love. Thank you.